I am Matt Davignon. Before I got involved with the field recordings, I'd been recording music for a number of years, using a variety of instruments and objects and samples. And the more I recorded, the more I was realizing that my creation method was to first try to create a sequence of events in time that didn't sound like particular instrumentation, and then to try to work with that into a work it into a piece of music without looping it in a way that completely matches up with itself, or making it in 4/4 timing. So I'm involved with a group of musicians that does compilations, and one of the other musicians suggested doing a compilation of music based entirely on field recordings, and I thought that was a fantastic idea, so I wound up taking over that compilation, which turned out to be the Locations Volume 1 CD. And since then, I've just been completely excited by the idea. I started recording with tape because I didn't have enough time to purchase a mini disc recorder at the time, but I wound up becoming really attached to the element of noise and dirtiness that gets added to the music and the effect that has on the finished pieces of music. I started working with tape because I didn't have the resources or money to purchase a mini disc recorder at the time that I started the project, but I found as I recorded more and more that I was actually interested in both the quality of sound that gets transferred to the tape as well as the tape noise itself. I also prefer tape in the live setting because it gives me a lot more control over what I do. I don't have exact control as to where sounds begin and stop and where particular events and attacks occur, but I do have the control over pitch and volume, both of which are analog wheels on a tape recorder. All four of my tape recorders also have a half-speed switch, which makes it very easy to shift octaves. This raw recording is actually something that I'm currently working with for a track that will be done sometime in the near future. It's recorded inside of one of the electric street buses in San Francisco, and since it's an electric street bus, you can hear the chugging that is involved with the starting and stopping, since both of those actions are very sudden, as any Muni rider will tell you. The reason why I like the sample so much is because it contains a very obvious rhythmic element in the beginning, and what I'm planning to do is layer it so that the other occurrences of the squeaking sound that makes the rhythmic element will provide variation pretty much by themselves. Patience came when I had a recording of a church bell and I wanted to reduce the noise of it, so I took a digital noise reduction piece of software and I had it recognize the noises that were other than the church bell and then subtract them from the part of the recording that the church bell was in. And as I did this, I realized that there were certain frequencies that I didn't really associate with the church bell that were becoming evident simply as a basis of the layers around it being peeled away. So I repeated this process a number of times, I believe it's 7 in the recording,
each time you hear a different generation, it's more and more sound that is removed until you have very basic array of frequencies.